You can turn in your Bibles to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes, and we are looking at the first chapter. We've started this book. I thought it's a good book to begin with. It speaks about life. It speaks about a whole lot of things concerning life. And I trust that we will benefit from this, and that both young, middle-aged, and old will go away knowing that there is more to life than what Solomon made it out to be. So, I've entitled my message, Life is a Rut. Okay? Coming from the very first chapter. Now, we looked at what Solomon was, or what Solomon saw, as an overarching summary of this book. For those who missed out in the introduction and overview, let me remind you of the six things Solomon saw in this entire book. He saw injustice to the poor, chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. He saw crooked politicians, chapter 5 and verse 8. He saw materialism like he has never seen in his life, chapter 5 and verse 10. He saw people longing for the good old days, chapter 7 and verse 10. He saw people allowed to commit more crimes, chapter 8 and verse 11, and he saw incompetent leaders, chapter 10, verses 5 to 7. That gives you an overall picture of the book. Solomon was a man who was endowed with great wisdom. The Bible says there is no one on planet Earth that was given more wisdom than Solomon. So he was the wisest man on the face of the earth. But as Solomon thought about life, he became disillusioned with life. So much so that he penned the book of Ecclesiastes, which is called the Wisdom Literature. And Solomon thought, well, let me experiment with life to find out whether there is true satisfaction. Because as I look at life, there is no lasting satisfaction in possessions, pleasure, power, and prestige outside of God. So he decided that he will experiment. Today we will look at digging deeper into the text as we look at the meaninglessness of life, the vanity and despair of a soul searching and experimenting with life under the sun. Remember, I spoke to you last week about life under the sun and life above the sun or under heaven. And the conclusion that is drawn from the wisest man on earth is that life is a rut. Life is meaningless. And think of it this way. Put it into your context. What do you do every day? Well, you get up in the morning, you have a bath, you brush your teeth, you get dressed, you beat the traffic to go to work, you beat the traffic on your way from work, you arrive at home to be greeted by a happy dog, you have your supper, you feed your dog, you watch TV, you put the kids to bed, you have a shower, and you drop on your bed to sleep. The alarm wakes you up in the morning, and what you did yesterday will be repeated today, and the next day, and the next. Life is a rut, isn't it? Life is a cycle of events that go around and around in a circle, day in and day out. And therefore, I believe Warren Wiersbe sums it up well when we look at this book of Ecclesiastes. He says there is a great problem. And so he declares the problem, and he discusses the problem, and he decides the problem in his book. That's what he says Solomon is trying to do in this wisdom literature. So what is the problem? Is life worth living? That's the big question, isn't it? Is life worth living? If life is one big turn of events that is so repetitive, and if nothing is changed, nothing is new, and nothing is understood, what's the point in living a meaningless, monotonous, hopeless, vaporous, mist and dew life that is merely a soap bubble that when it bursts, there is nothing? This is what the king of Israel discovered as we read verses 12 to 14. Listen to this. He says, I, the teacher, was king over Israel in Jerusalem. I devoted myself to study and to explore by wisdom all that is done under heaven. What a heavy burden God has laid on men. I've seen all the things that are done under the sun. All of them are meaningless, a chasing after the wind. What is twisted cannot be straightened. What is lacking cannot be counted. A chasing after the wind. Now let's examine what is it that Solomon studied and explored. And here he applies his mind as a scientist. Remember, I told you that Solomon was the wisest man on the face of the world. And so he could apply his mind to any given situation. So here he applies his mind to a scientist. So if there was a brilliant scientist in the world, then Solomon is that man. And what he says in verses 4 to 7, he said nothing is changed. The earth, he looks at the earth, he looks at the sun, and he looks at the wind, and he looks at the sea. So let's look at it as individuals. The earth, verse 4, says generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever. Now, of all the planets in the universe, Earth is the more permanent and durable planet which we live in. And there are no life forms outside of Earth simply because of the poisonous gases of hydrogen, carbon monoxide, and helium, and the wind velocity in these other planets are millions of kilometers an hour. Can you imagine that? You can never stand a twister or a tornado. Can you imagine?